Pennsylvania homeowners may or may not enjoy property tax cuts after voters yesterday approved a ballot question. Let's consider the possibilities with Ryan Briggs, reporter for City and State PA. Ryan, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan, the ambiguity comes in part from the wording of the question, but based on voter precedent at the polls, it would have been more surprising had it gone down to defeat.
Yeah, voters in Pennsylvania have a very good track record of approving these kinds of ballot questions. 15 out of the last 15 have passed.
Certainly, the constitutional amendment does not in and of itself reduce taxes. It more or less allows lawmakers to explore that prerogative.
Yeah, what the constitutional amendment is going to do is allow Harrisburg to pass legislation that would then in turn let municipalities exempt up to 100% of the property taxes on an owner-occupied property. It's sort of a virtual form of property tax abolition. So you're not saying outright we're going to get rid of all property taxes, but you're kind of opening up this theoretical channel for municipalities to effectively do away with all of a homeowner's property taxes.
Now, we got halfway to the goal 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20-some years ago, there was a similar amendment that allowed municipalities to do the same thing for up to 50% of the value of an owner-occupied unit, a homestead, I guess people like to say. And since then, I don't believe very many municipalities have actually taken advantage of that option.
Obviously, then, though, how would municipalities alternately raise the revenue for schools, et cetera?
The constitutional amendment is silent on how that would happen. It would most likely come from increases in local tax revenue, income tax being one of the only other options that a lot of municipalities would have to exercise. But there's always going to be the question, what's going to fill the void?
Understandably, seniors, those on fixed income, can appropriately decry rising property tax bills. Though, if you were to advantage property owners, then by definition, wouldn't you be burdening those who don't own a home, specifically the poor?
However the revenue side of this shakes out, you are invariably going to be shifting taxes away from a homeowner and onto a group of people that do not all own homes. And not to overly generalize, but renters are going to be part of that pool, and they're probably not going to all be as able to pay for some of the increased tax burden. Critics of the bill say that there's a regressive element to it because you're shifting the burden away from people who implicitly have a kind of wealth, their home, to people who maybe don't. But if you're a renter who is barely making, you know, their monthly payment and your income tax goes up 30% so that somebody who owns a home or a mansion gets their entire property tax bill washed away, I think that that would be tough to deal with too. So there's an element of this that's kind of like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Is there anything in the language of this ballot question that speaks to a potential timetable for implementation?
Unfortunately, no. And talking to some people in Harrisburg, it sounds like it's really up to the General Assembly to actually do anything with this new power that they have been given through the constitutional amendment. And if they don't decide to move on that, then maybe nothing happens.
But even if they do decide to move, then the onus is in turn on municipalities to act.
The municipalities would then have the option to act, right? So it's all optional when you kind of dig down a little bit. Harrisburg has the option to pass legislation that would allow municipalities to then have the option to exempt people from certain, you know, types of property tax, most types of property tax. It's not clear if or when that would ever happen, though.
But we'll see if it ever gets past the experiment stage.
Yeah.
Thanks indeed. So much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Briggs, reporter for City and State, PA.